Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. We'll save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. Come save England and the UK. Forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. So save England and the UK.
Most certainly do love this land. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. English Defence League radio show, the voice of the EDL. And tonight, the producer and the co-host of the show this evening as the very own Kel Fritzy, a.k.a. Red Fox Blogger, a.k.a. tonight, Jeff Spratt, and welcome to the show this evening, Kel, and I hope you are well.
I'm doing okay. And, yeah, I am a bit of a brat tonight. I have...
Tell me something new, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me something new, as if I didn't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am working on a project.
Oh, my goodness, Jeff
is going to kill me. And
yes.
It will be available for viewership and listenership in 2 weeks. So just
oh,
be prepared.
Oh, my goodness me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid. I'm very afraid. I'm even more scared than spiders. That's
oh, no. Agador has a spider for you that I'm putting in the slides for next week, and so does Paul Alexander.
Ladies and gentlemen, can you see what this poor host has to go through with his stuff? Why they treat me, ladies and gentlemen? And it's all good fun. Oh, you think so?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we are always up to no good when it comes to tormenting Jeff.
Oh, my goodness me. My goodness me, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
Lucky, yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's good fun, though. It's good fun. But it's good to
I'm doing well, though. How are you doing tonight, Jeffy?
I'm not too bad. I've got, as I said to you earlier, too, my cat, Sammy's rather poorly.
Yeah.
I've got to share that with my listeners. I've got a cat. She's probably about 13, 14, and I think it's coming to her end day. So, yeah, I feel a little bit sad, but same time it's just... It's life and it happens, and, you know, what's it like when you've got your animals and you, Kelsey, she's got the same situation as myself.
Yeah.
She's very poor, very poor, sick animal, and it's very difficult times for us, but, you know, it's, what can we do? It's just one of these things that comes to us all, you know, to our animals and that, but, yeah, so I'm feeling a little bit upset this evening because I know it's not long for, you know.
Yeah, you're despondent, and I've been dealing with this with my dog. Everybody that listens to the Red Fox Blogger has been hearing me discuss my dog, Brandy, who is 14.
Yeah, well.
She just turned 14, and she went blind, and she went senile.
Yeah.
So I'm dealing with that. So Jeff and I, we commiserate back and forth with each other. We are each
Not
other's
only that, I think a lot of our listeners are probably might have the same situations as self with their animals, and it's always a hard time for us all, ladies and gentlemen, when we've got issues with animals, when we love our animals so much and that. But
of course, we
just got to deal with it, haven't we? It's just these things that do happen. But anyway, I don't want to put a damper on the show because, as I say, I'm still quite buoyed up. Just to give a mention, hopefully we'll have Steve Eddowes, the chairman of the EDL, on this evening.
Mm-hmm. He'll be here a little later on.
Yeah, we'll wait for some little bit of confirmation for Steve to be coming to the into the studio, and we're ready to rock and roll. That's great, isn't it? Rock and roll, Kel.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Hopefully we will.
Hey.
She's laughing already. My goodness me.
Hey, Jeff, play
the
guitar
giggles.
For me, okay?
But,
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say... as I say, because it was a very, very good demonstration, you see. I mean, there was figures, the police reckon there's figures of 1,000. Well, I talked to a few people. It's estimated it was probably about 2,000 people turned up. And there was...
my goodness. Rotherham.
All of 45, maybe 45 of the UAF turned up.
Jeff, it was phenomenal. I was looking at all the slides that people were posting, and I was playing the videos. I shared a few on my Facebook page.
Well, I haven't seen those videos.
A great
can you
turnout.
Send
it
me a couple later, Kel.
It was a fantastic turnout. What's that, Jeff?
If you can send me some of the videos, because I really haven't been behind the thing today. So later on after the show, Kel, if you could send me a few, please, because I'm just a little bit behind the team. But I do know, because I had Tommy, who was absolutely, he was really excited when he, I called him, I told him off, Kel, because I normally, he gives me a call during the demos, and he didn't yesterday because he was very busy.
Hey, you know what? If Tommy comes on here today, and I don't know if he will because it's Sunday and he might be working, but Tommy is
well.
In
he's gone
the...
out with his family, I think. He probably will be here, but he'll be here in a little bit later because I didn't speak to him.
No, Tommy's in the doghouse with me.
Oh, woof woof! Oh dear! Oh dear!
We were supposed to go out for breakfast. We always go out for breakfast before the big demos. And he didn't ring me up to take me out for breakfast. So Tommy's in the doghouse.
Well, I'm sure he's got to. Well, he's got to be. He's got to be asking your forgiveness for because you was looking forward to it, wasn't you? You had the croutons and all that, didn't you, preparing?
Oh, yeah. I had everything already. I had the orange juice out. I had everything. But you know what? I'll probably give him a pass because, yes, he was very busy. This was a large demo, ladies and gentlemen, and Rotherham
was
a rounding success.
I was very impressed. I got to admit, I was very. And do you know that the good thing, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you now, and I've got a big smile on my face when I say it. Not one arrest from the EDL. There was about 50 of the UAF got arrested.
Jeff.
Was that?
Let's just say that it was a rounding success, and Jeff and myself, we are very, very, very proud of our gents and our angels and that they got the message out there. Rotherham, I said it again, Rotherham. Rotherham was, the demo went down very well, a great turnout, and I am so pleased, and Jeff is so pleased.
I really am. And
so
something
many
that
people
I've got
there.
To, I've got to inform the listeners that, you know, I always talk about how important it is that we gauge the local people, you know, of their feelings. And there was one lady that stood out yesterday, what Tommy said to me. She's such a lovely lady. She was coming up. She was shaking everybody hands and thanking them so much for being there and that we needed we was needed there, you know. And thank you so much. She went around shaking loads and loads of people at the hands of this lady.
Yeah.
And it just goes out. And this wasn't just one. This was other people that were so pleased to see us there. So all this crap that they say we this that and the other people want to. The EDL to be there. It's so important that we go to places, and we know what Rotherham's been like over the last few years, haven't we, with these Islamic slavery gangs who's been on the rampage. So, of course, this is the place where people want us there. We can be there. That's the whole point about it. But anyway, I was going to say...
We have our panel that has filed into the chat room. And,
I know.
And let's bring on that little fella that tends to have a bell around his neck and a rotating bow tie, and that would be Tim.
Tim Burton.
How you doing, Tim?
Tim Burton.
I'm doing good.
That's Springer 101.
Good evening, Jeff, and good evening, Kel. It's lovely to be here tonight, and good evening to everybody in the chat room and everybody listening. Hope you're all having a good weekend, and It's been good to hear about the demonstration, Jeff and Kel. That's nice to hear that we managed to, yes, a demonstration in Rotherham. 2,000 people, you say, and not one arrest. Well, that's pretty damn good, considering the amount of provocation and incitement that usually comes from the UAF.
Well, there was, Tim, as well. I've got to say, there was. I mean, at one stage, as I say, when Tommy arrived, he said that they rushed the UAF, whatever UAF there was there, decided to rush at the our lads and lasses, and it's quite obvious that the police quickly sorted out any issues that there's anything forthrunning to any sort of confrontation. And at the end of the day, I don't know how true the statement is at this moment, but it was, so Tommy said, there was about 50 of theirs was arrested, and there was only 45 there, so I don't know. but there was different confrontations, you see. This is the problem, you see. It happened a couple of times, Tim, but it was the police had controlled the situation totally. And by the sounds of it was really pretty good. Everybody, if you see your confide, everybody had a wonderful day. Even with the some of these idiots out there trying to cause trouble. It was pretty good. But as Sam, hopefully we'll get Steve Meadows in. He was at the heart of things and a bit of the heartbeat of what was going on yesterday, and hopefully he'll be calling in very soon, and then we can have a little bit debriefing from himself.
Absolutely. What we should do, okay, Jeff, is that Agador is here, and he's one of our other panelists, and I think he would like to congratulate the EDL on a successful rally, a demo. And hi, Agador, how are you tonight?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Gil. How are you?
What up?
Hey.
What up?
Hello, Gil.
What up?
Hello, Jeff, and hello, Jim.
Hi, Agador.
And hello, Chad. Yeah. I absolutely great news. I've been watching to see what happened, and very happy about that. Now, okay, only about 45 UAF and 50 arrests. Are we sure the police didn't import some confused Democrats from the states who thought they were getting votes? Democratic Party. You'll have to arrest.
We don't know.
That's
I know there was a lot of arrests from the other side.
That's 110% arrest record. So that's pretty damn good.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah. It's nice when you're going for the raise.
It's a bit like Obama's voting record, isn't it? When he gets like 110 and 120% of votes.
So they've
definitely got the right idea.
Absolutely, and yeah, I'm very glad to hear that it was successful. Very glad to hear everyone came out okay, and that none of our EDL people were arrested. You know, it's awesome, and once again, it shows that not being unwelcome thugs, we're actually the EDL is actually a welcome force going into the community and working for the civil rights of the people. Back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I've got to mention something as well, Agador and Tim, that, I've mentioned going back a little while ago, it'd be nice to have some drums and some pipes playing as the EDL comes upon, some of the towns and cities that we enter. Well, one of the demonstrations going back, maybe the last one, there was actually a drummer or someone playing a flute or something. So it just goes to show you that it does make a difference. And that's what I'll say. Anybody who's out there who's musically orientated and you want to, sort of join with the EDL and make a little bit, have a bit of music playing as we come along, please do. Please do. That's what my...
I could play me dodgy fatwa.
Play me the dodgy fatwa.
It could be planned as you're going along, couldn't you, Tim?
Yeah, it would go down well, that.
You know what, Tim? Maybe later on we can cajole you to bring out your guitar and play that for us.
Well, we'll see. If we get a slack 5 minutes in the studio, then yes,
are you
why not?
Kidding?
Slack 5 minutes, yes, Tim.
Around here? Are you kidding?
Look, a slack half
but you
hour.
You know what, Jeff? There's also somebody else that is joining us. And that is George,
good friend
of Firefox Online. And hey, George, how you doing?
Hey, George, what's up?
How's you doing over there in the good old country there? You know something? Everybody seems to think that old George is around here somewhere. Hey, George, will you get off the throne and get in here? The people is looking for you.
That is brilliant. Oh, Joe, that's brilliant.
Oh, and full disclosure, before everybody passes the mic around, I have to offer full disclosure. George of Firefox News Online heard right here on Blog Talk Radio.
.com.
George, what are your
Hey, listen.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
There you go. But anyway, it's good to have you here tonight, George, and I hope you are keeping
Jeff, I'm not done. I totally screwed up George's show. But George will correct me, of course. But ladies and gentlemen, on Firefox News Online, Sundays at 9 p.m., Eastern Daylight Time, I phone in at 9:30 p.m. and give my weekly jihad report. And thus, it is so great to hear your voice, George. How are you doing?
Well, I got to admit, before I gained entry into the chat room and before I dialed them digits, well, actually, I used Skype, but whatever, you know, I was sitting here twiddling my thumbs going, when is EDL going to be on? When is EDL going to be on? When is he going to be on? I'm waiting. Come on. I can't wait all day. You know. And then I had to get up and go take an Obama. And unfortunately, I have
my answer. As you do.
I think that George was rather successful.
And, you know, Jeff, it just goes
to show that
you got to go. You got to go, you know?
Well, you had. You certainly had. But no, it's good to have you here tonight on the show, George. You know, as I say, we were discussing, and you probably heard us discussing the demonstration yesterday, which was a total success, and I was so proud of everybody yesterday. And there wasn't no arrests on our side, and that's something I always look, you know, at, you know how things went. And it just goes to show you, you know, where the problems are coming from, and it's not from us. And it's quite obvious when you get a load from the other side being arrested for trying to rush us and trying to have a confrontation with us, that it proves who are the antagonists behind what's going on with any sort of trouble. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, I was just saying.
Well, Jeff,
I
heard you mention that someone said they wished you had a bagpipe band to lead the way. Well, unfortunately, the bagpipe.
No, what we're going to do, and Bigfoot suggested this in the chat room, what we're going to do is that we're going to have to play the violin for UAF.
Oh, now,
no,
wait a minute. That's too fair, because I just told my friends at the Bugle Corps that do play the bagpipes, that it might be good for them to go overseas and hang out with some friends of mine.
Yeah,
now they're looking at me like, what? We can't go over there, fellas. Sorry, I guess it's just not going to happen this time. We'll have to see about next time, okay? But do me a favor, leave the kazoos at home for the next parade, will you?
You got it.
Oh,
George.
My God.
We're having one of those evenings. I think we're going to have a great evening this year.
I know. Like, what is it with the sub program?
I don't know. It's just I don't know, everybody gets on the highway when they come onto the show. It's a great place to be, guys. Isn't it, Tim? Here you go. My goodness, mate. Oh, I've just seen a real, true blue patriot come into the chat room tonight. And, of course, he was a gentleman that made a great speech yesterday, and that's Sir William. And he's in the chat room this evening. So hopefully, Bill, we'll be able to get the connection and you'll be able to give a bit of a debriefing of your day, because I know you'd made a great speech. So I just noticed, Kel, I was just looking in the chat room, and he says he's all buzzing at Rotherham. he's a great man. Bill, once again, great job, great day, job done yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic day. And what can I say, Bill, at the forefront as usual. And you could see the pictures. People was all over the place, wasn't they? There was here, they was there, there was everywhere. That's the EDL, We're here,
EDL. Absolutely. And you know what? If we have listeners that are out there and want to call in, and we're at the Rotherham demo, please call in. And
absolutely,
you know, join us.
I'd love to hear more about this. What happened yesterday?
Give out the phone number, because you do it so well.
Okay, well, it's if you're hooked up to Skype and you're a Blog Talk Radio user, and it's free. You will left click on the S button, follow the prompts when it says, "Do you want to speak to the host?" Or do you want to listen in on your device? You'll press 1 on what device. But if you're not, on any of those devices and you're outside of the USA, the number to call in is, altogether now, 001-858-777-5934. I repeat, 001-858-777-5934. Please do, because we would love to take your call, because I'm still buzzing from, you know, some of the great stories that I've been told from yesterday. So, so there's the number, guys, and if you want to, and if you had to say you could hooked up Skype, just Skype us through, and we're here to take your call. This is your radio show. This is your place, your platform, and that's the reason why we're here. So there you go. Thank you, Kel, for making me read the number. I was going to play the little soundbite I've got.
I couldn't find it.
I know.
It's around here somewhere.
I know. Anyway, you've got to watch it. You know, the thing about it is you've got to watch it, because there were people that now and again creep into this bloody room, Kel. And I think there's one about. I know he's about somewhere. I just saw him a little while ago, but I think he's gone to ground. What's that bloody... That Muhammad, what's his name? He keeps going, "I'm going to kill you." Where is he now? I think he's stamping away.
He's around here somewhere. He's kind of like Schmeagle, in that he just has a way of hiding, and that... He drives us off.
Yeah,
and
I hang about.
Silence! In that corner. I kill you!
You found him.
Get him!
Oh, God.
Tim, jump on him.
Wait.
Hang
he
on,
found
Jeff.
Him or he
hang
found
on.
Us?
Hang on. I've got him. Ahmed, get out.
Is that him?
Out.
Kill, is that him?
He's always after the biscuits.
Because I'm the one responsible for making up a very nice studio, and when I come in here, the desk is very tidy, and all the notes are in place, and then Ahmed comes in, and he doesn't take off his sandals, and he leaves sand all over the floor, and when the show ends, I'm the one who has to clean it all up. I have to drag out the vacuum cleaner and clean it all up. And you know what, Jeff? I demand a 50% raise.
Well, you've got to spray the studio for fleas, too, then, don't you, Kel?
Oh, yeah. Good for you. But I always have very nice things in the... I always have very nice treats in the studio, believe me. I have nice coffees and teas, and I have the biscuits, and I have the cookies, and I always make sure the top of the desk is cleared for anything that needs to land on top. It's like I run a very tight ship, let me tell you that. And when this Achmed wanders into it, it just drives me absolutely crazy, because not only is he wandering into the studio and creating a mess, he's interrupting me when I'm trying to engage in other activities. It's craziness.
Yeah. I was going to say, I've just got a little message from him. He wants the, you know, the code that Tommy normally has got for some of our people to call in. I was wondering if you could help Bill with it, Kel, because
actually, here, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to open up my other browser, because it's always on that other browser, and what
yes.
I'm going to do is go there, bring it up. I'm going to put myself on mute because I need the code, so
yep.
Hey, gentlemen, carry on. But Jeff, talk about Rotherham and the success that we had.
Yes, I certainly will. And Bill, Kel will be, and you'll be online with us in a matter of time. As I say, guys, I was really pleased of what I heard yesterday. Hopefully, as I say, we'll probably have Steve Eddowes. As I say, that's we've got him booked for tonight, so he might be calling in any time, and he can do a little bit of debriefing of the day, how it went yesterday. But some of the pictures and some of the videos out there, it was totally sucks. Everybody enjoyed themselves. It was one of those that they had to be there. They done what they had to do. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we will keep going back there. We will keep going back to Rotherham if nothing is sorted out with the situation there, because it seems like it's only a couple of years ago that we the first time we went there. At that time, a couple of our patriots actually, the police let their dogs go. They savaged a couple of our members. You know, one of them was a young lady, and this was probably the first time, and Bill, who's in the chat room, probably remembers that as well. I know Tommy does, but we've come a long way since that time. But why do we have to keep going back there? Why? Because this situation is still as bad then as what it is now. We're still hearing cases coming out from Rotherham. There's still cases going on sort of in the courts, which from Rotherham. So, yes, it is a place that we will continue to go there and demonstrate, because we don't want these people on our streets. We want our children to be able to walk about the streets safe without fear of being preyed upon by these predators. This Islamic slavery gang, it's just unacceptable. So, you know, as I say, that's the reason why we will continue to go there. Like so, if you can I pass it to you just for a second, Tim? I think I've got to answer the door. Could you take it just for a second for me, please?
Sorry, what's that, Jeff?
Could you take it for me just for 1 second, please? I've got the door. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, if you bear. Can I just put myself on mute just for a second, because I've got the door, okay?
Take it away, Tim.
Yeah, sorry, you caught me unawares there.
And
you,
I'm sorry,
Agatha.
You guys are probably getting feedback because I opened up another browser to get the phone number, and I don't understand why they're not muting me.
Now batting for the Cleveland Indians. That guy.
I was about to say, either that or the TARDIS is about to land.
Okay, I'm going to totally shut this page down. There we go. Uh-oh. Echo. Sorry, Jeff. But the code to call in is BTR Listener 0599.
Okay, good. BTR listener, BTR 59. Oh my goodness me.
I think the products are
talk radio.
Over.
Okay, that was me. That,
I think that sounded like the Gay Daleks, to be honest. Can I interest you in a cup of tea?
Dalek.
you can't keep
my apologies, ladies and gentlemen. That was my fault. Oh, Bigfoot, will Kel become the doctor's next companion? If I keep this up, I'll be Dexter's companion on his table. And if I don't knock this off, I'm going to have to supply the cellophane as well.
Oh, well, we can't have that there, Canadian goddess. No,
oh,
no, no.
Oh, George.
We will not let you become Dexter's next project.
I hope not. Oh, but you know, Jeff, while we're waiting for Steve Eddowes to call in, I was wondering about there's a particular topic that has been bothering me, and I'm glad that George is here because I think that he could contribute greatly to this, and this is actually going to be my topic on Firefox News Online tonight, and this is the Boko Haram. Okay. Now, I have had issues with the Boko Haram, as all of us have, for many, many years, and it just seems that Christian girls had been being kidnapped and married off into forced marriages. But, Jeff, it's come to our attention that they're also kidnapping Muslim girls. Now, my big beef is that they have finally made a big, huge stink about it. And that is because of why? Because they're now kidnapping Muslim girls. There's a lot of issues I could bring about this. I want to talk about Michelle Hussein Obama in a few moments, but the Boko Haram, as everybody knows, is an organization. It's a terrorist organization that was formed in 2002 by Mohammed Yusuf. It's the African version of the Taliban, okay? And Boko Haram, translated loosely into English, is forbidden education. And when girls go out to obtain an education, they target these private schools, for example. And while they kidnapped over 200 girls last week in one fell swoop, some have been married off, but they're kidnapping everybody now, Jeff. And it is all of a sudden now it's an outrage.
Well, I think it's always been an outrage. It's just because this number of these young kids that have been kidnapped. I mean, we are talking 200 plus, aren't we? 240, Kel, was it last count? 240?
Yeah.
50. This is a lot of young children, you know, who's sort of, and God knows what happened to the lads around near the school as well. They probably met a very untimely death. But these poor young girls, as you say, we discussed it, and I was absolutely fuming the other night, and I don't feel any different now towards it. I do believe that this group of people who's doing these, they don't care about anything about human emotions or anything. All they want is to get their jollies and to cause as much havoc and problems to the world around them. And I do believe they should be treated with the contempt what's afforded to these people. They should be totally hunted down, totally eradicated. There's no place in this world for that type of people. We live in the 21st century. We don't live in the 7th century. We don't believe in slavery. We don't believe in these absolutely horrific acts which Islam perpetrates on the rest of the free world. And this is another one of the reasons why I totally detest this cult, this ideology, because of what it creates. And it's created evil. And I think everybody who's sitting in the chat room tonight would agree with me. This is pure evil, what's going on. Total evil. And this group of people should be hunted down, every single one of them, and taken out of the picture. And people can take me as a lot. You know, call me, bloodthirsty person or not. It's nothing to do with it. I just do not like that people are being used, children, are being used in this absolute horrific fashion and sold on slavery. This, ladies and gentlemen, is all a part of Islam. This is the Islamic way, ladies and gentlemen. All this, they're trying to put this sugarcoat, this Islam in your countries, your nations. This is what Islam, the true face of Islam, of what you see before you, what we're discussing tonight. Go ahead, Kel. You wanted to elaborate a little bit more on that, didn't you?
Yeah, I just want to apprise people. Yeah, the Boko Haram, I aforementioned that they were formed in 2002. And what they're doing is that they do not want Western education in particular being taught. They have overtaken Nigeria. And what they're doing is that they're kidnapping school children. Now, this latest case, this has been going on for years. This latest case is that they kidnapped a bunch of schoolgirls, but they have been slaughtering boys and girls for many, many years. And I'm just wondering why it took so long for the West to wake up and why this is now making mainstream media. Where were they in 2002 when this was going on in Nigeria? And what I'd like to do, I would love to pass the mic to Agador, because this is mainstream media in the United States, and we have a universal panel. So Agador, what do you think?
Well, the thing that struck me the most about all of this was Michelle Obama's response to this. I know George is going to speak to this, but it really turned my stomach. I mean, she did what the left often does. She took a bit of the truth and twisted it into something that will advantage them and completely mislead the people. She said, well, this was all, in her opinion, about men not wanting to see women educated. It's just an extension of the war on women crap that this administration used to weasel its way into office in 2012 when, perfectly good men over here in the United States of America decided to vote with their lady parts. It is a complete distortion of the truth. They don't want the truth getting out there. The only reason they're addressing this at this point, the only reason the mainstream media, as I call them, the state stream media, is addressing this at this point over here in the States, is because too much attention has been drawn to it. I think that also all of us who have alternate media outlets, such as EDL Radio, are partly responsible for that too. If it wasn't for us, I really don't think that the mainstream media in any of our countries would be covering this at all. They're only covering this now because there's too much attention being paid to it. The ordinary people in the street are starting to talk about it, and I'm sure George can elaborate on what's going on here in the States. I can just tell you that the Islamic promotion machine is in high gear. The same excuses. Oh no, it's not every Islamist. Oh no, Christianity is just as bad. Oh no, it's not what you think you see. It's this other thing. And I'm not going to drop an F-bomb here, but I'm going to say it's adjectively disgusting. And I'll turn the mic back over to Jeff there.
Well,
Jeff.
Kel. Sorry, Kel.
No, Jeff, I was just going to say that we have somebody that can speak on this as well, and that's George. I was wondering, you know, when we listen to people like Agador out of the United States, and we have another person out of the United States on our panel, it's interesting
yes.
to get the perspective, and I was just wondering what George thought.
Well, let me put it to you like this, everybody. You know, here in the United States, the left has basically taken this and they're running with it. You know, they're literally running with this situation to the point where the dictator wants to get the United States involved. And while I feel that, you know, there are issues of human rights involved here, where it's happening, they should be cleaning up their own backyard. You know, getting these girls, you know, and rescuing them themselves. We cannot, I don't see the United States being the world police department, and we can't keep doing that. And it also makes, if anything
yeah.
goes south, if anything goes wrong, it's the United States that's going to look bad
mm-hmm.
as a direct result. And, you know, and I agree with Agador, you know, in regards to Michelle Obama. I mean, Michelle Ring My Bell Obama has got to keep her mouth shut. She doesn't know, she knows how to spin any situation, and this one is no different. She knows how to manipulate it, lie about it. I mean, it's pathetic. And the left is trying to convince us that...
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And that Michelle Obama should just shut the hell up. And her hashtags on Twitter, that's the best the White House can come up with, is a hashtag photo. Like, oh, for God's sake. George.
And let me tell you something. I can create a whole slew of hashtags. But in this situation, she's only doing it to make herself look good. That's all she's doing. She's trying to make herself look good. To make her hubby look good. And it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not working.
I want to know what Tim thinks about this.
Well, I've been following the story quite closely, as you know, Kel. One of the things that jumps out at me, of course, is that we've got lots of groups popping up and saying, of course, this is absolutely nothing to do with Islam at all. And one of the state governors in a night in Niger rather than Nigeria, but he says that Islam is known to be a religion of peace and does not accept violence and crime in any form. I'm glad we got that sorted out, Mr. State Governor. What would we have done without you, is what I say. But, of course, the rule of thumb to remember in cases like this is that any time somebody says something like, this violence has nothing to do with Islam, you know that it has everything to do with Islam. And, in fact, the chap who leads the group, who stood up in front of the cameras to say that he was going to these girls and sell them in the market because it was the will of Allah, he was in Islamic terms, he was absolutely correct. Islamically speaking, he was quite right. Islam sanctions slavery of that type if they can capture young girls or any sort of prisoner that has a market value and they can sell them in the market, then that is absolutely fine and dandy by Islam. And more people need to recognize this. And I actually wrote in one of the online magazines last week, Brenner Brief, about this and suggested that quite apart from the international efforts, which I have to say, if people do actually get an international effort together and do something positive to try and rescue these girls, then that's all very commendable. But probably the most important thing that could come out of this is the teaching moment that we have an opportunity to show everybody that this is all part and parcel of Islam. This is what Islam does. This is what Islam has done for 1400 years. Slavery is what has made Islam what it is today in terms of being one of the revenue-generating functions of Islam. That's what slavery is all about. Far be it for any Muslim to have to soil his hands with an honest day's work when he can employ robbery, plunder, rapine, slavery, and all these kind of activities to fill his coffers. Why would he do an honest day's work if he can prey on the kuffar? And I think this should be a teaching moment for everybody to realize that this is all part and parcel of Islam. Certainly this particular sect in Nigeria, we should have an international response that wipes them out completely, and we should be completely ruthless about it. And if we were to do that every time that a similar sect popped up somewhere in the world, or always assuming that we had the resources to do it, then I think that's to be commended. Now, there are a lot of people out there who say, well, we shouldn't interfere in other countries and other cultures, and look at the mess we made of Iraq and Afghanistan. Well, I contend that the problems that were there, we maybe created some problems there, but there was an Islamic presence which was threatening us in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we're looking like we're going to have an Islamic presence that's going to be threatening the entire surrounding area, because it's not just Nigeria, it's Niger and Cameroon and the surrounding countries. So if it's not crushed at this point, it will expand. But I think a teaching moment is really what we ought to draw from it.
Can I
absolutely, Tim. I couldn't agree more.
Thank you, Tim. Great insight.
Can I get something in here, man?
Yeah, go ahead.
Caller that wants to join the conversation, but Agador, please go ahead and make your brief point.
It will be brief. I think part of the reason that we've gotten into trouble in so many other places in the world when we've tried to intervene is that we've used rules of engagement that have gotten our guys killed on, you know, a massive scale. And we need to understand that when it is time to intervene, we have to intervene and we have to make war. War is not nice. We need to get in, do what we need to do, and then get the heck out. That's my quick point. Back to you, Jeff.
Thank you, Agador. Absolutely fantastic point you made as well. But as I say, maybe we can be discussed this in a little while. But as I say, we've been waiting for Bill to connect, and he is. And as I say, he was one of the gentlemen yesterday who done a fantastic speech. And he can gauge us all on how things went in his own perspective. So welcome to the show, Bill, and it's always good to see you here, buddy. Over to you, Bill.
Thank you very, very much. Listen, if anybody's got earpieces on, can you remove them for 30 seconds, please? Still buzzing, man, I tell you. I didn't want to do anybody any damage there. Oh, what a wonderful day out we had there, boy. I tell you, it was absolutely marvellous. Good crowd.
That's wonderful. What I'm saying, Bill. It was, you know, I heard about it, and you know, the police said there was like 1,000+. Well, actually, some people said there was maybe 2,000. So I'm not exaggerating, was I, Bill, if I said number that 2,000 was reached?
Well, are you talking about people who attended the demo?
Yeah.
Well, from the podium, I've got to be honest, they look nearer sort of 500-600, to be truthful. But you can only see so much in front of you. You can't see what's in the side streets. Because not everybody could get in. It wasn't so much a pen, but not everybody could get in the square where we actually had the speeches and that. But it was jam-packed solid, I know that much, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. And I heard about your speech. It was supposed to be very good, Bill. So would you like to share with the listeners maybe a little bit of what you had to say yesterday, Bill? Because you've always got a lot to say, mate.
I've probably got a bit too near the mark in a few places. I basically just get fed up with hearing the apologists who claim that this is all cultural and it's got sensitive, you've got to touch it with little kid gloves. I'm fed up with hearing it. It's time we let the dogs loose. That's words I actually use, and let the police get stuck into these people properly, because it's the only way it's ever going to end. As long as we don't attack it as you would any other serious crime, it will always get hidden. And it's just not – I just don't want to see one more child damaged. I really don't.
No,
and the damage to the rest of their life.
I understand, Bill. I get very emotional about the plight of the children involved and some of the horrific things that we hear about the families talking about their daughters or the daughters. Was that one of the girls or a couple of kiddies who had been involved in that spoke at the speech yesterday, or was I thinking of another one? I thought it was going to do something with one of the girls that had been involved with.
No, not at Rotherham. I don't know if we could probably do that. These girls
it's
have been through enough.
Yeah.
I don't think. Yeah, it's for someone to speak on their behalf, possibly expose them to that. I just think they've had enough grief.
I agree with you, Bill.
We just need to keep doing what we're doing and making sure nobody lets us go to sleep, because we can't. I actually said at Rotherham, when we actually get to the bottom of this, if we ever do, God willing we will, there's going to be thousands of young victims out there.
Oh,
it's every
too many
single,
to mention,
every
Bill.
Single
too
place
many.
We go to. It's top of the agenda. Wherever we go, every single area has got a major child grooming problem. And it really just makes you want to, come on, I'm a man of a certain age, but you still want to get stuck into people and say, why are you doing this? It's barbaric, you know?
I know, Bill. What I was going to say, I've heard some great things from the local people, especially one lady was going around shaking every member's hand, basically. She was so pleased to see us there. This is what Tommy was telling me. And it always warms my heart when I hear, you know, that the local people are getting involved. So pleased to see us there, you know. And I was wondering if you had the same sort of experiences with some of the other local people there. Because you're get well in with the communities when you go somewhere. The people always come up to you, don't they, Bill, normally?
Yeah, I always try to mix with them, Jeff. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're there for.
Yeah,
we got dropped off in a place called Chapeltown, which was quite a few miles away from the actual demo point, and then we got bussed in afterwards. And we went in a bar where, once again, it was tea and coffee only. That suits me fine. I don't drink, but it wasn't very sociable. But there was an elderly lady sat inside that bar in a wheelchair along with her son and daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
And I went and got myself a coffee, and as I was coming out, I just smiled at her, and she said, "Come here, pet."
Cool.
So I walked over, she took my hand and she kissed me on the back of the hand, and she said,
"Oh, bless her.
Do you know how wonderful it is to have you people here?" And I said to her, honestly, I filled up, I said, "Do you know what?" I said, "It's people like you that we come for." I said, "Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. If you want to come with us, I shall push your wheelchair all the way around the demonstration, and I'll make sure you get back safe to your family." And the daughter-in-law went right off on one. It's all away. I said, "Well, come with us." But she was genuinely pleased to see us. This lady must have been well up at the back end of her 80s, early 90s. She was genuinely pleased to see us there. At the end of the demonstration, the police were pretty lax in how they let us all drift away, which was nice. And I got stopped by two or three elderly people, much older than myself. And, you know, people were shaking my hand and just saying, "Thank you very much." And it was admitted that on the podium that until this particular council gets its act together, we will be going back on a regular basis.
I did say that at the beginning of the show as well.
Yeah.
It was successful, but we class a success as the Islamic slavery gangs ending, and people's families and their kids not have to worry about going to meet their friends and being approached by these Muslim paedophile gangs, and that's what I said, Bill, and you've echoed the same thing as myself. It's something that we've got to keep. We've been there a few times now, isn't it, Bill? This is the third time now, isn't it?
Third time, and I think.
Yes, it most certainly has. And what we're going to do, though, right now is, Jeff, you have to call back in to the program.
Oh, my goodness me. Bill, I hope you don't mind, mate. I need to say that I need to call back in. But thank you for being here tonight with us. And, of course, everybody, all the studio, the chat room this evening. Guys, I'll be back in about two minutes or so, time it takes me to call in. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Kel. So, Kel, over to you.
You've got her, Jeff. And what we're going to do, we're going to take a three-minute break. And we are going to have Sir William, that is our Bill, continue to apprise us as to what went on in Rotherham. But we'll see everybody back here in 3 minutes. Refresh your teas, your coffees, your beverages, whatever it is that you need to refresh, and we'll see you in a few moments.
The Muslim Ummah is one Ummah. The land is one. The war is one. The peace is one.
Coming down the road, but we're coming across the airways. This is the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. Oh, it's been ages since I've done that, hasn't it, guys?
That. You know what? We haven't played that song for ages. That was our closing song. No, that was our opening song. Oh, okay.
That used to be, yeah, for quite a while. When we'd just have a little change, and we might even change back. We might do that now and again. It's one of those. It just gets the old heart pumping, doesn't it, Bill? When you hear that third tune,
bang, 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 bang. I sound like that man with the drum.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, it was amazing. You know what? If people go to my Facebook page, I put up a really nice slide from the Rotherham demo yesterday, and everybody was singing in that song. We're coming down the road. So, Jeff, that's why I thought that that was the perfect song to play. And you see people, you see the throngs of people. And that is playing over the loudspeakers. And that really gets people going. And this is why I love EDL, is because people get together, not only because they have a grim mission, and it is grim. What the EDL does, it's very, very sober. But when you get to a demo and you're surrounded by your like-minded fellow countrymen, it is just such a feeling. That's what they call demo fever, and I get that. I'm in Canada, but I get demo fever when I know that something is coming up. It is just fantastic. And Jeff and myself, we sit down on our computers, and we watch the demos live. So I am so fascinated by the solidarity that the EDL resonates with the peoples of England. And when I put that link in my Facebook page and I was watching it, I could feel nothing but envy. There is nothing that is nearly as powerful that I have in Canada and that Agador has in the United States and that George of Firefox News Online has in the United States. We do have the tea party, but you know what? When you go to an EDL demo, believe me, you are going to walk away, and you'll be floating for days because it's just a wonderful experience. And Jeff, what do you think? Hey?
Well, I think so. I mean, being at demonstration myself, and the buzz that we call it a buzz that you get from it, and you look, you know, many times I've spoke to the listeners before, Kel, and I've said the emotions that run with me, you know, I well up, I look around me, and I see the passion on people's faces, you know, that they're there for a reason, and I know Bill, I know him well, and I know he's the same sort of guy as myself. And am I right, Bill? You get the same feeling, don't you? That I don't know.
Oh, hey,
you
man!
Really...
That countdown week up to a demo. It's I'm not a well man, and it doesn't do my heart any good.
I know.
I mean,
Bill, I'm going to can your laughter.
He's got a great laughter, isn't he, Phil?
Do you know what?
He's a giggler.
I've got tears running down my face here, and I'm genuine.
Oh, no. What do you like, Bill?
Bill, when you were there yesterday, what was it like? I could only watch the videos, and I'm so envious. Bill, to be there, to see something like that, to witness the people that are there, and they have a message, and they're saying, this is England. Like, what is that feeling like?
It's unreal. You know, we say it's a family, and it is a family. I mean, you see faces, a little different way, because I actually get a wonderful chance to get on the podium, and I see faces in the distance, and I think, I know you. And I know you. Yeah. And then these people come and hunt you out when you get down. Or you bump into people somewhere and they go, hiya, you're all right. I wear a red beret when I'm on demos. People have got used to me doing that. And it's people beeline for me. I tell you what, we had about four serving soldiers yesterday. I won't name them. because they shouldn't be there. But they come up, and I couldn't shake my hand hard enough. And they just all love it, and the whole atmosphere is wonderful. You've really got to do one, Kel. Get on a plane, get yourself over here, and come and do one. It's absolutely magic. You'll never forget the feeling. Honestly, never.
Never.
When this started, I know people said it wouldn't last more than a few months. We're 5 years in now. And if anybody can see what's happening on the street, they cannot but accept the fact that this is only going to get to be bigger and bigger and bigger and better. If that's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is possible.
And we have, haven't we, Bill? We've really reached across the globe, haven't we? Defence League's right away across the globe. That's how we can't get no bigger than what we've done so far in such a short relative time to any other organisation out there, Bill. It's been absolutely a phenomenon has been talked about.
It's phenomenal as much as that. Everywhere. I mean, some places where there shouldn't be any kind of a defence league at all, but they're still there. And it all started from a little cluster of guys who had an idea.
Yeah.
And just that, it's unreal. And this government, this spineless, backward-thinking government that we've got, they really don't know how to handle this new, clean image.
No.
And I think that's
wonderful.
And
this is the reason why, Bill, I mean, you know the stories that a lot of our patriots are in prison. We got 70 plus of our members that's banged up here there, and people ready to be imprisoned over speaking out and doing the things that we do because they're patriots, because they love their country. And I got to think, you know, when I say that we're going to have our sacrifices along the way, and I do mean that the good people out there's a lot of good people, isn't there, Bill? You know that. You know a lot of these people that have been in prison for nothing more. Any of these Muslims would have done something very similar to them, would have got a fine and told off, and that's it. But these guys, 2 years in prison, 18 months, so on and so on. Is it because of their English Defence League? Because
it's for nothing, Jeff, as well. It's for nothing as well. The crimes that they're being charged with, some are fabricated and some are just pure nonsense. If it wasn't for the fact that they're members of the English Defence League, they get a slap on the wrist and told to go down the road.
Bill, that is brilliantly said. I was wondering, we have an infrequent caller, and that is George of Firefox News, and he's in the United States, and he is listening to, you know, what the EDL does. And I was wondering, George, do you have a question for Bill, who is actually at the demo? What do you think?
He was a speaker there, weren't you, Bill?
it was an honor to be a speaker there. Yeah,
you're
as
great.
It always is.
You're great.
Well, the only
you
question
ahead,
that
George.
Really comes. Well, the only question that really comes to mind for me is when you were there there had to have, I'm sure there was a very large crowd gathered there for this. Does it ever become overwhelming when the EDL has events like this? I mean, at some point it must become overwhelming. I mean, just seeing the many people out there participating in this.
Well, first of all, welcome. Thank you. I think the only time I've really say I've been totally and utterly overwhelmed was at the Newcastle demonstration last year, sadly, it was just not long after the death of poor Lee Rigby, drummer Lee Rigby. We drew a crowd of in excess of 7,000.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I mean the local left. Followers said there was 1,500 maximum. I stood on the main drag and I tried to video it, and I actually ran out of memory on the video. There was just there were 50 across the road, 50 in lines of 50, and they just kept coming and coming and coming. And again on that occasion, I had the privilege to speak, and I got up, and yes, for the first time I could say I was overwhelmed. I looked out at the amount of people, the array of people in front of us, and regardless of what people say, there was many different colours of skin standing in front of me, and that was wonderful to see. And oh yeah, overwhelmed. But generally, no. In a nutshell, Yes, it's a wonderful warm feeling, but that is the only time I can say I've been totally and utterly overwhelmed. I had a 9-page speech to do on that day. I think I did 3 pages. I just kept looking at the crowd and thinking, where have yous all come from? You know, and it was still a good day because we had other good speakers. But that's the only time I can say it's really totally took the breath out of my lungs and left me wondering what the hell I was doing.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's a shame that I live here in the United States, and the reason I say that is because if I could afford to go over there and actually be there when one of these big, huge events are happening, it would be an experience for me beyond anything I've ever undertaken in my life, and especially to be a part of something that's bigger than myself. I mean, I'm a pretty big guy.
Yes.
One, I'm afraid, but that's neither here nor there, and a subject for another day.
You're 6'4".
No, I'm not 6'4". You got me. You're adding 3 inches on my height that don't belong there.
I just had a horrible picture in my mind.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. I was adding the boots.
I wear sneakers, not boots. I wear sneakers because if I got to run down, if I got to pick up feet and beat feet and run, I'm not wearing boots. I'm not wearing shoes. I'm wearing sneakers. I'm going to be saying, "See ya."
No. That's one thing we have here. We turn around and we say it and we mean it. Blood may run, we don't.
We don't. That's something we do not do. We hand our ground.
We have found time and time again, even when outnumbered, if you stand your ground, their bottle goes and they cringe behind the police lines. They really do.
That's when you need the microphone from Sears, man.
You know, Bill, it's funny. I produce a lot of radio shows, and one person that helps me greatly is Tim Burton. And I'm constantly badgering him about what should I do for this show? What should we discuss this week? And I was asking him about, the dire straits of what's going on in England. And I want Tim to come in on the conversation right now and talk about what is going to come down the pike if it come, and my apologies for using that term twice in one program, Jeff, but
that's
Tim,
okay, Tim,
if you think that civil war comes about, what can we expect in England?
Well, the reason that I think that we're coming down the path towards civil war at all is not that I'm making it up or pulling figures out of thin air, but I'm looking at 1,400 years of Islamic history, and anybody who wants to Google the phrase "tears of jihad" will see exactly what I'm talking about, because Islamic expansion and Islamic domination, it doesn't come from nowhere. It follows a pattern that is laid down in Islamic theology. Islamic doctrine mandates war against, eternal war, I might say, against non-believers, that is valid for all times and all places. And whenever Muslims are powerful enough to exert their will, then war is what follows. And you only have to look at the pattern of Islamic expansion over the past 1,400 years, and it doesn't matter where in the world you look, you can see the same patterns over and over again. And when Muslims are powerful enough to exert their will, they will start to do so. We start to see it little bit by little bit as Muslim populations increase in Western countries, and we take little notice of it because it doesn't seem to be very threatening when they're only about 1% or less of the population. It doesn't seem threatening at all. They it seems like they're very exotic community that add to the wonderful multicultural diversity of our rainbow nations. But once they start to get 5, 10, 15, 20% of the population, it's a different story. And we're starting to see, especially in Europe now, France, Holland, Scandinavia, we're starting vast area, complete areas, mostly in cities, that are completely out of control of the authorities, where non-Muslims go at their peril. And that is going to be, that's only the start. If nothing is done about Muslims when they reach that sort of population, 15-20% of the population, then the next stage will be outright civil war. And this is what we have seen in so many other countries where Muslims have been allowed, or Islam has been allowed, to expand unconstrained and unchecked. Civil war is the next thing down the line, because the goal of every Muslim, because of Islamic ideology, the goal of every devout Muslim has to be to dominate and to assert Islamic supremacism through whatever means are possible. And that includes fear, violence, intimidation, and terror. And we're already starting to see the use of terror in many countries across the world. And as I say, it will only get worse. And you don't have to take my word for it. You've only got to look at how these patterns develop. If you Google Tears of Jihad, you'll see that's why. So when I say civil war is the most likely outcome, I was actually taken to task by one of our commentators the other week, who said that balkanization was another possibility rather than just outright civil war. And no. I agree that that is certainly a possibility. It's what we saw in the former Yugoslavia. We've got countries which were part of the former Yugoslavia, which are now Muslim-dominated, and then that is the process of balkanization, where that term comes from. But I think civil war is certainly a possibility within two generations, maybe less, maybe a lot less. It could be here much sooner than we think, if nothing is done. Now, whenever I'm asked about whether it's inevitable, I say, well, of course it's not inevitable. If the political will was there, we could resolve these problems with very little in the way of blood on the streets, if any. But it's going to take political will on a scale which our leaders do not have at all at the moment. And so I fear the outcome will be civil war if nothing is done. I wish I could be more optimistic, but I think that we have a crop of political leaders, and bar it, that have absolutely no spine at all, no stomach for any fight. All they want to do is to appease Muslims. They've got a total a mentality which really is going to lead to nothing but dimitude and appeasement, and short of revolution or everybody in the country voting for Liberty GB, I really don't see. Well, you know, stranger things, that's absolutely correct.
Everything that Tim is relating is totally on the mark. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, what we're seeing happening in the UK, Europe, but the UK in particular, is a warning sign that we can expect in North America. We have spoken with George, who is still gracing our studio, but another person with whom I think could contribute. And I want to ask you, Agador, what do you see down the road if we don't pay attention to what's going on in England?
Well, thanks, Kel. No, you know, what Tim says is right. There might be a possibility of balkanization in our countries, which would, in my opinion, just put off the inevitable.
Yeah.
Because one thing, I put this in the chat room, one thing we know about Islam is its primary goal is domination of everything. And they'll wait as long as they need to do that. You know, other people can do delaying tactics, whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter to Islamists. They know that if they just keep on doing the things that they do, they will inevitably win, as long as forces are not stacked up against them. And that's why we have to be, you know, the Islamic education movement, as I've started to call it, needs to show people what the true Islam is, the face of the true Islam, and what's going to happen to them and their civil rights if Islam becomes dominant in their immediate area. It's coming their way. And yes, as Bill said, there are defense leagues popping up all over the place because there are people beginning to understand that if it's not in their face now, it will be in their face very soon. Back to Jeff.
Thank you, Agador, as I say, and Tim, for your comments there tonight. And as I say, this is what I like about when we have the panel with people like Agador and, of course, Sir George tonight, our American friends, and with Kel with the Canadian perspective. It just makes it so much, because as you all know, I mean, we've got it in our faces, and you are getting the reverberations. You're seeing, like, places in Dearborn, Michigan, places like that, which is very on par, I suppose, with, we would say, like Tower Hamlets. Would we not, Bill, would put that on par with the similar sort of thing that's going on with in that borough of London, what we see there?
Can I jump in on this, Jeff?
Yes, please, mate.
I think Tim just hit it on the head there, really. The problem with Islam is it's got no concept of time. We're living here for the now, they're living for the hereafter. So if it doesn't happen within the next first, second, third generation, to them that's not a problem. Time doesn't matter.
Yep.
They will just keep pushing the boundaries. And for our friends in North America, please believe me, anybody who wants to stand in a demonstration, you won't have to wait very many years before you're doing it in your own countries. Because this is it's a jihad against the whole of the Western world, our way of life. I'm going to go on a little bit, Jeff, if you don't mind. I had the...
Please go ahead. Yeah, Phil, go ahead.
No, I had the unsavory task of joining Her Majesty's forces when we had the nearest thing to civil war since Cromwell in this country, which was the Northern Ireland conflict.
Yes.
And to see people who speak the same language and look like you, part of the same religions, fighting against you, that is something that really takes your breath away. Well, what we have with Islam is a community apart from us, by their choice, not our choice, their choice that they haven't integrated. But that is a deliberate movement of jihad. It's to build up their communities and then start from being nice, pleasant people to start laying demands. And as Jeff's just said, Tower Hamlets is the ideal place to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now they don't only want to have their own Sharia councils legalized, they also want to have complete Sharia-run areas. That is a step before London is lost completely, and that is a terrifying thought. And the only thing that will end with this, sadly, and I hope I don't live to see it, is an out-and-out civil war, which will be devastating for this country. Well, more to the point, it would be devastating for the thousands, if not millions, of lives that are destroyed by it. But at the end of the day, there is no other cure to this. Islam ain't going to go away. The Muslim communities that have been born and bred here ain't going to go away. The problem's going to get worse, and it's going to get more violent. Our governments will not deal with it. Somewhere along the line, the people are going to have to. There you go.
Yeah, and I'd like to say to our listener, thank you, Bill, and I think we're very sober folks from the panel this evening, ladies and gentlemen. But the truth of the matter is the fact that what Tim spoke about very soberly, he hasn't had a drink, and I mean soberly, I mean gravely, because this is the situation that we're being led down. Our politicians are allowing this to manifest itself, embed itself more deeply in our societies until, as I say, I'm like yourself, Bill. I hope I don't see the day. I'd hate to see, you know, my towns, my cities in rubble and wars being fought from street to street. Urban warfare is the most horrific warfare. But look at Lebanon. Look at places like that. Nice. Look what's happened in, sort of, say, Syria. And places. This is what you see with civil war. When we speak about this, we speak about it gravely, because we do know that down the road, if the politicians don't change their stance, that us, the people of this country, will end up have to take up arms ourselves and to defend our countries, our streets, take back our streets our cities and our nations, because it's not just the United Kingdom, ladies and gentlemen. This involves all the European countries. Look at Sweden, look at Denmark, Norway, France. Everybody is suffering with this Islamic scourge that is this global jihad, which we're all experiencing. And when the politicians try to play light of it, this is a very critical time we stand at. And I don't know if the panel would agree with me. I think this is a very critical time. Thank goodness that we are here, that we are standing together, that the world is waking up to us and they are listening to what we're saying. And we continue to do what we do, because this is the only thing. We are peaceful. We don't want no violence. But when it comes to it, we are we prepare for peace. But at the same time, if war comes knocking, we will answer the call. But anyway, got a little bit deep there and about things. But I think we've got to be realists, haven't we, guys? We've got to see the what the future holds. And it's not very... Well, we're here. So the future is bright. All the time we're here, we continue to pick up the pace and do what we do. Then, you know, there's no way this country will ever fall to Islam. Ever. Not over our dead bodies anyway. This is never going to happen. But anyway, Kel, we've gone really into some depth tonight. And it's so good to have Bill.
We most certainly have. And Jeff, we have a caller. And I'm piping her in via Skype. And this is Mink from the chat room. And this is an EDL angel. I'm going to bring her on right now, because we are down to our last 30 minutes. But here you go, Jeff. This is Minx.
Hey, Minx. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Good to have you here tonight. Yeah, go ahead. We have got a little bit of a feedback on the line. I've got to just say that at this moment in time there. Indian Weeks, but it's so good to have you here. I know Bill gave a little cheer, and so did I. It's really great to have you call in tonight as well. So great to have you here.
Yeah, I've been wanting to phone in for a while, but put it off. Didn't know how to deal with it
I'm glad you've done it now, and you're in good company. You know, we're not a bad panel. I mean, and we just love. Well, this is the first time you've called into the show, isn't it? You've listened. I know you listened.
Yeah.
And I know you love the shows. I know you love the shows, and it's good to hear your voice. You've got a lovely voice, by the way.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff, but I don't think I am.
Yeah, you're very welcome. What you've been hearing tonight, what we've been speaking about, we was hoping to have Steve Eddowes on tonight, but at this moment it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed that he's not phoned in, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it might be some bullshit thing, but then again, as I say, the show goes on, and we've got great people like yourself, EDL Minx, and of course our great Sir William, Sir Bill.
To explain to the listeners that Steve Eddowes tried desperately to get here, Jeff, and he had very serious internet issues, and he offers his deepest apologies, and he'll be back.
Oh, okay. Would it be nice to have spoke to him?
Yeah, it's as I say, but these things do happen, and if you say the internet, we do know now and again Tommy gets these experiences with the internet, but I'm sure we'll make sure that Steve comes on one of our other shows, and we can have a great conversation. But anyway, you're here anyway, EDL Weeks. And you've been here for quite a while now, haven't you? Different shows and that. And so how are you enjoying the shows that we're doing at the moment in time?
I love coming on the show. My husband used to do it, but he had a lot of problems with this, so he had to make me an account up, so here I am.
Oh, hey. Well, that's okay. I mean, it's as I say, we've got a great panel, as you know, like with very much an international panel we've got, haven't we, Edie and Wick? So this is what we like to do, and people like yourself calling in to the show, which is the first time you've called in tonight, and I hope you're going to do it more often. We love to hear. No callers calling in, and you know. So, anything special that you wanted to discuss? Maybe something what happened at the demo yesterday.
The demo, it was a good demo, but to be honest, the atmosphere wasn't the same as it normally is. For some reason, the atmosphere just wasn't. Didn't get the buzz.
You didn't get that buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just saying, with some people, you know, that is the case. You just, I don't know, it's just something about the occasion that some of the others, you get it, don't you? And others, it's just a little bit, you know, a bit quieter in its intensity. But it seems
yeah,
like Bill
exactly.
enjoyed himself. Yeah, Bill enjoyed himself, didn't you, Bill?
Oh, too right. I'm still buzzing, man.
It was a good day. Took our little girl.
Oh, you took your little girl.
He enjoyed it.
Oh,
beautiful pics.
Ah, it's just the same minx that was in the chat room chatting to me a second ago.
It is, yes.
Oh, sorry, I missed you, honey. I catch you. Are you coming? You can't make Newcastle. You said, is that right?
No, we can't make Newcastle, unfortunately, Bill.
Well, listen, next time you're at one, please, you know where I'm going to be. Look me up.
Oh,
make a point of coming over.
You
have you got your with your
people? We will come and say hello.
Oh, it'd be nice to meet you.
Sorry, we didn't make it yesterday to say hello to you.
Yeah.
I think you're a fabulous guy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So much respect for you.
I was also going to say, Minx, let's call you Minx, eh? Your little girl likes to coming down. She loves that tune, doesn't she? Coming down the road, doesn't she?
She does. She loves that.
It's amazing, isn't it? You know, so many people, you know, you play the tune and go, I really like that. I say, yeah, that's some, you know, demonstration music that some of them, I really like that. It really does grab people's attention, doesn't it? You know, like when you go to a demonstration, you know, on the way there, and all of a sudden, from the distance, you can hear, we're coming, you know, and it's just such a buzz.
Have you watched the Newcastle
like,
promo?
Which is Tommy Robinson, Barney Army.
Oh,
she likes that one too.
Well, we'll have to play that. We'll have to find, Carol, we'll have to look for the Tommy Robinson, Barney Army somewhere, and we know we got, it's on the list there.
There's only Friday nights you can listen to them now.
Yeah, that's it.
Try and watch the
EDL promo for Newcastle. Coming down the road is prominent on that.
We will look out for videos for that, Bill.
Well, if you send me a request, I'll put a link on for you. Then you can watch the promo. You can watch the promo and you can listen to the music anytime you want. Then.
There you go. But as I say, Minx, it's so good for you to call in this evening. Kel, and you've become quite good friends as well, haven't you, Kel? And it's really good to hear your voice on the show as well. Haven't you, Kel? You've been looking forward to EDL Minx calling in, haven't you?
Yeah, I sure have. Oh, yeah. I speak with Minx at least once a day. She's one of my favorite angels.
Oh, thank you, Cal. That means a lot.
Hey, can I just say something here? Greetings to you, greetings to you, Minx and Dash from across the pond. Saw your pickies on Facebook. Lovely family. just really happy to have you guys as new friends, and really great to hear more from the EDL Angels. You know, no, as far as people who are listening to this are concerned, no, it's not just a bunch of dudes doing this stuff. There are a lot of fantastic women that are involved in the movement, and this is one of them.
Hey, there's more women involved than people realize.
There is, and we've always said that something we sometimes have a show just to speak about the great works that our angels do, and I know you're one of those ladies that work tirelessly in the background with the different fundraising things like that. And this is what we get. This is with the great ladies that we've got, our angels, you know. And they don't, you know, there's a what our saying going, angel, the saying, we don't walk behind our men, we walk to this with the side.
We don't stand behind our men, we stand beside them.
Or
that's
in front.
That's it. And that is the logo of our angel, you know, this is that's what I'm saying, and of course it's also families, you know, a family thing. We've always said the EDL is a big family, isn't it, Minks? And that
exactly.
That is the case, and that is the reason why we go from strength to strength. People love what we do; they know it's so important that we're the only people. We're the beacon of light out there, aren't we, Minks? We're that beacon of light. We're the ones who shine the light, so we can make the changes. We, the people,
make a difference
for the people.
For the future.
Yeah, that's why I know you feel that way, and everybody else that's associated with what we do, and that's why I'm so proud to be a part of it. You know, I'm just late because I'm, you know, health issues, Minks, but I've met some absolutely fantastic people along the, you know, the last 3-4 years I've been involved with what we've been doing. And over the time on the radio shows, the people I've spoke to on this show, it just warms my heart. Every time I finish a show at the end, I'll give Kel a scum and say, oh, I enjoyed that. You know, it was a good show. But that's it. It is. It brings us all together. And it just goes to show you that so many people enjoy what we do, that we've got, you know, got listeners listening all over the world. Don't put you off or nothing, mate, but people listen all over the place. Being alive, you don't know who's listening to us. They could be listening to us up on the moon somewhere, can they, Phil?
You never know, Jeff. You never know where people are going to pop up. Hey! I was wondering if Minx and Bill would like to have a bit of an exchange.
I'm here.
Sure, Bill.
I'm just getting my almanac out so I can answer all types of questions. Go for it, Minx. Minx, I've just been looking for you on Facebook. Are you East Midlands?
Pardon?
Are you East Midlands?
No, Lincolnshire.
Lincolnshire, right, okay.
Yeah, mate.
Make sure you send me a request and I'll put you on and I'll get that link to you.
You've got me on Facebook.
Have I really? I was so many
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
Well, inbox me then.
He's got hundreds. You know he's like me. He's got hundreds upon hundreds.
No, I used to have, Jeff. I used to have. But I had a big trim back before. Not because I dislike anybody or didn't trust anybody. It's just it got so unmanageable. I just couldn't deal with it. It was just, my page just kept scrolling by me all the time. I thought, what the hell's going on here? Say again, sorry, hon.
I sent you a private message about my son in the wheelchair, Hayden.
Of course you did. That's only the other day. God almighty, this old head of mine. Right, let me get the... I shall be looking for that while you're talking to me.
Well, you go honestly, ahead. It's really great to hear you both having a chat. Go ahead.
Your speech was the best today. By the way.
Oh, thank you very much. It was sweet of you. I tell you, it was nice to have Bosman there and all.
Yeah.
I felt a bit for the man because he's used to what I used to do, just rant at the video screen in front of you.
and you can let yourself go. You can't do that in public. Not without getting arrested. Not without getting arrested anyway. So he had to curtail himself a little bit, but still a wonderful speaker. A lot of valid points there, and I was glad to be on the platform with him. And I'm just glad that people enjoy what I had to say. That's wonderful.
Yours was the best.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
you go, Bill.
She's sweet, isn't
he's
it?
Blushing
I tell you what, she's
now,
just
Minx. You got him blushing.
God, I haven't got a blush, but she's gone on my Christmas card list.
I don't believe.
There you go. But I was going to say, guys, now I'm going to put something out there. Somebody said this a little while ago. There does seem to be some controversy at this moment in time with people actually speaking. You know what Paul Weston did, and he spoke on the steps of Winchester, and he was arrested for speaking the Winston Churchill speech. You know the river
nonsense.
Yeah, and I was wondering. You know, the day of maybe Paul Weston's case, that we get different people from all over the country read the Sir Winston's speech out, that famous speech of his, and just to see if that would be the case, that the police would take it on force and arrest people for the same thing. And that would show us, the people of this country, that our freedom of speech has finally come to an end, because it seemed that day with Paul Weston, it feels like that freedom of speech is dying with certain things that's happened, especially to some of our...
Yeah, I know exactly
country.
What you're saying there, Jeff. It certainly seems that way.
The day you got arrested, Jeff, I posted the whole of the Winston Churchill speech online. Sodom. If they want my neck, they can come and get it.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree. Because, you know, what they're doing, if that's the case, I mean, and there has been, you know, some things spoke about, the you know, what's going to happen to Paul with the charges, what he's going to be up for. And I think they're going to have to do a bit of a backtrack, because if they decide that they're going to prosecute Paul Weston for that speech, what they're doing really, and I don't know if you guys would agree with me, but what they're doing is putting Sir Winston Churchill on the stand for his words.
This is never going to go to trial. This is about disruption and nothing else.
Yes.
I mean, the man's got the nerve and the bottle to do it, and hopefully the resources to push this all the way through the European Court of Human Rights. He'd make them look foolish.
And it does put Islam under the spotlight. The things that we talk about all the time as well, Bill, doesn't it? As I say, total respect for Paul Weston. I mean, and he must have thought that there was a chance that he might be arrested for what he said, but he still went ahead and done it because he thought it was the right thing to do. And as I say, I salute him for what he did. And it has sort of, we've put the bar up another level, haven't we now? With our fight with this ideology.
I think it's certainly got open people's eyes.
It certainly has, Minx, and this is what I'm saying. You know, it's just a thought that someone spoke to me about maybe we should do something like that. You know, maybe if it did come to court, maybe, you know, we get people all over the country representing the UDL, different parts of the country, all reading the speech at the same time as the court. I don't know, I'm just putting something out there, guys. You know what I'm like. just my thoughts. You know me, Bill.
I posted that whole speech, and I followed up with about just about every other quote Winston Churchill made of any consequence.
Forward to meeting you one day.
Are you talking to
there
me
you
or
go.
To Jeff? To Jeff, probably.
No, to yeah. But what I was going to say, it's absolutely fantastic tonight. It's a little bit sad that we didn't have Steve on the show this evening. But I'm sure when he's got some technical, you know, the internet sorted out, then we'll get him on, and we'll have him on a good part of one of our future shows. So hopefully we can get something going out this week.
He really does send his regrets in that he was Skyping me madly, and he just couldn't get through. And we will sort this, and he will be back. But we are so grateful, Jeff, for the other people, the great patriots that have been joining us. And believe me, this has been a real treat. What a great show we've had tonight. Jeff, I think that we should thank all of those that go out of their busy day to join ours. And, of course, we have to thank Jeff Mitchell, the proprietor of the English Defense League. We have to thank me. I'm Kel Fritzy. And I am a self-promotional. But we've had a wonderful panel tonight. We've had Agador, and he is right there. Tim Burton, Cat Strangler 101. And, my goodness.
Meow.
Meow. And it's great that we have Firefox News Online, and that is George joining us tonight.
Yay.
And ladies
and
gentlemen,
what can I say except it's been a pleasure, an honor, and a privilege to for you to have me here on this show.
Hey. Oh,
I'd like to say that.
And people, can you please go to Firefox News Online at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time tonight? I will be there at 9:30 p.m. doing my weekly jihad report on Firefox News Online. So, you know, check it out. But
you're all users all cordially invited you here. So come on out.
That's a New York accent coming out again. Oh, God, I don't know. I'm a hybrid of so many accents.
Well, you see, I'm from New York, so everybody expects
me
to sound like
me.
Maybe
okay,
just,
you guys got to stop it.
I'm sorry, Kel.
Stay by, babe. Stay
by, babe.
We start having accent fun, we're going to be here all night.
But we
My friend, Agador, bother. Well, why not? Extend the show another 2 or 3 days and have a bloody good time.
Oh, you're right there, mate.
Okay, getting for roll call. We really want to thank Sir William. And
yes.
A pleasure as always.
Sir William Bill. We want to thank him for calling in and giving us
bless you, brother.
The debriefing on the Rotherham demo yesterday, which was a resounding success. Of course, we want to thank our very own Minx EDL.
Yay!
Fantastic. And we also want to thank Sweet Sue from New Mexico joining us in the studio.
Bless her, Sue.
Love you, Sue.
And love you, Sue.
Jeff, in your chat room, you have so many people. It is just uncanny. We have Bigfoot. We have Dave Bolton.
Yay, Dave.
We have Eric Kyle. We have Hope in My Heart, who is actually my sweetheart. And it's not a show without Hope. We have Paul Alexander, who is the one that creates all the wonderful banners that you see on Blog Talk Radio, various radio programs. We have Stanger 73, and that is my voice. And we want to thank people that came and had to leave and make supper. But one of them is a brand new listener, Jeff, and that is Elaine. So everybody, thank you very, very much for being here. And please continue to come back. And Jeff, there you go.
Thank you so much, Kel. It's been very, very busy tonight. And a great panelist, great team, as usual. Kel, you know, the slides, the producing job that you do on the show, absolutely fantastic. Tim, your creativity, the things that you do for the show, thank you so much. Agador, your style, the way that you do things, fantastic. And,
of course,
George, you tonight, it's been absolutely fantastic. He's got a voice for radio, isn't he, George, as well, isn't he, Kel? He's got a voice.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely has. Great voice. And, of course, it's like everybody associated with the chat room this evening, thank you, every single one of you. Thank you for the continued support for the show. As I say, and, of course, not forgetting all our listeners out there, if there wasn't you, there wouldn't be us. So thank you for your continued support. We really, really appreciate it. And it just spurs us on. Just spurs us on to do, you know, to do more. And guarantee, we've always got a show. We've always got something to talk about. Islam is not going away. We're not going away. There's always going to be shows.
And there's always going to be Skype.
And it's going to be Skype, yeah. I'm going in the background there.
That's our sweet Gail Minx coming back. Hi, Minx. Welcome back.
Hi, Kat. Kim.
Welcome back. Yeah, Minx. Thank you so much. It's so good. I hope you're not going to be a stranger and you call in more often there, because it's been great to take your call this evening. So it's always fantastic to hear other great members of our organisation. So God bless you, Minx, for calling in tonight. I know it's a bit nerve-wracking. It always is when you call into a show, isn't it?
Very much so.
But you've done fantastic tonight, and as I say, this is your place, this is your platform. Things you want to talk about, this is the place to be. So thank you so much for being here tonight with us. It's really appreciated. But I was going to say, was there anything else that I needed to do before we start to close the show down for this evening?
No.
good night. Okay, so no, not yet.
Yeah,
I've still got
that's render ever.
Well, on that note, I'm just going to say my early goodbyes now, because I got to go. Unfortunately, I have a phone call to make. I got to get ready for a busy, busy evening before my show. So, on that note, as my favorite cartoon character from Looney Tunes would say, that's all, folks.
Brilliant, George. Brilliant exit from the studio.
Hey.
Oh, got me laughing
like
there.
Like the man
you
with
light.
The schnoz one said, I got a million of them.
Fantastic. My goodness. I'll tell you what, this is what... Ladies and gentlemen, just before I do sort of do my last little thing for the evening, I've got to say that I love doing this show. And the reason why... there's so many characters, so many different people with their own personalities, and it just, it's a fantastic place to be. I love doing what I do, and everybody that's who works with me, God bless you guys, you're fantastic. And there's going to be no surrender ever. We're going to continue this fight. This fight is not over until we say it's over. And from that, how many minutes
hey,
we got, Kel?
Yeah. Before we go, we're down to our 4 minutes, but in keeping with the spirit of what George said, I think we should do this, and I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, son of a bleep bleep, son of a bleep bleep, son of a bleep bleep, a gun. You thought I was going to say a son of a bitch, didn't you?
It had to be done. It had to be done, didn't it, guys? Everybody out there across the airways rolling up laughing tonight. But no, God, Tim, and of course, Agador, George, Minx, Kelly, everybody. If I missed anybody, Sir William. Bill, thank you so much for being here tonight. So
you're
with
more
that, from us, with my, from myself...
No, guys,
from,
you're all fantastic.
Oh, God bless
great
you too,
Minx. Oh, Minx, please
care.
Come back, because we just...
Yeah, please do.
Join us on the Comedy Central, because we're all crazy over here.
I love you guys.
Oh, no. Anyway, I've got to do it now. I've got that lady whispering in my ear again. You've got 90 seconds. So from myself,
oh,
from
this
the team tonight.
Lady back.
I'll just say, for myself, from everybody associated with the team tonight, take care.
Hey!
EDL! EDL! You got it, brother.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming over. Anyway, take care, stay safe, God bless you all. Not forgetting, no surrender.
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 Ever.
No surrender. No surrender. No surrender. No surrender.
I'm so happy, I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength will be above the day. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course I don't mind. If I need you like that, for far from it, fine. Then the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing. Might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy.